Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
Welcome back to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Nick, and today I have a very special guest. I have a second time top 10. I have the wonderful Kirsty Schrapel. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So, Kirsty, second time in the top 10.
Yes.
We need to know what your secrets are, because I don't think that's really easy to do.
No, back-to-back challenges. It's, still blown away that I was able to get two top 10s back-to-back.
Yeah.
But, a lot of hard work, a lot of commitment, but, yeah.
A lot of dedication. I mean, really, look, you might have had a couple of weeks off in between, but that's basically a 24-week prep in a way, you know.
Yeah, that's
months of my life. Half a year spreading. So where are you up to now in your cycle? Like, are you doing some muscle gain, or where are you up to?
Mostly muscle gain, still a little bit of shredding left to do. Yeah, still got some goals that I want to hit, and
Yeah, there's always shredding.
Yeah, I know.
We never think we're shredded enough. And then we look back on pictures and we go, oh my gosh, I was shredded. You a very interesting story, because I had to listen to your first podcast with Coach Steve just to make sure I didn't double up on questions. And am I correct in assuming, well, in what I heard, like, you really were not a gym goer?
Not at all.
No way. Because now you're all muscle nationed up and you got everything. It looks like you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I get that all the time. People are like, you must have been doing this for years. I'm like, no, 6 months is pretty much, since the end of last year is kind of when I started my journey. But before that, complete beginner. Yeah. I had no fitness knowledge whatsoever. Classic couch potato, hated exercise. But 6 months, I've completely done a full 180.
Yeah. And now it would be a part of your life. Like, there's no way that you'd be able to stop now, would you?
No, that's right. No,
yeah.
Definitely a part of my life. I sort of live and breathe the challenge at the moment.
Yeah.
So, absolutely love it.
Do you reckon it was that connection with weight training that made you really get passionate about it?
It was. Because I think, I've tried everything else over the years, as you do.
Yes.
A lot of the cardio kind of stuff and just every bad thing that was out there.
Yeah.
And, just nothing really clicked. But the weights training and being out there with the big boys on the weights floor gets the adrenaline pumping and, love it.
And you could probably relate to the idea of just having that goal of a certain strength number, that's beyond a scale number or anything else. It's like, I want to lift that thing in the gym and that's my driver. I think once you hit that kind of thing, I think that's where you start playing. It's like, okay, now we can play.
So it's a challenge to see how far you can push yourself. And
absolutely. And have that kind of, I think that kind of balance between being strong and being ripped as well, just all that, see where you can take your body. And then also you being a mum as well. Like, I love that because, like, say for me, I've never let that sort of hold me back. In fact, it's like, what can I do now? What else can I do? I don't know about you, but, like, it enhances my life as a mum. How about you?
Yeah, it really does, especially having three daughters as well. I've got three girls, 19, 15 and 13.
Mm.
I think being that kind of strong role model for them, showing them what you can do, and if you set your mind to it, you can do anything.
Mm.
Yeah, just being a good role model for living that healthy, strong lifestyle.
Yep. So do they go to the gym with you?
No, they don't.
neither do mine. Don't worry. Mine don't. They don't want to bar. I
try to walk them into it all the time and they're like, no.
Yep.
I did, my 15-year-old came with me once and I think I just stretched a little bit too hard at the gym. Like, no, not again.
Yeah, it's mum's thing. But the thing is, I think they watch you and they'll come around to it eventually, so I'm told, but teenage children, they're rebellious anyway. So you went into the second challenge, did you think to yourself, okay, I want to fully just commit to it again? Like, did you have goals to get into the top 10 or that kind of thing when you did the second challenge? Or, you know, tell me a bit about that, the second challenge experience.
It was completely different goals for the first time. The first challenge was just kind of getting used to everything, getting your heads around the plans, getting more confidence in the gym and all of that. So, yeah, once I was able to get top 10 in that first challenge, I was kind of like, well, let's see what we can do now.
Yeah.
Let's see how far we can take this thing. So when the main challenge came around, I was super excited to see how far I could go. And, yeah, it did have goals of getting in those top spots again, obviously. But, yeah, it was a completely different challenge. My training was super intense, really, you know, I doubled down and gave it everything I had. So I also was lucky enough to get a mentor for the second challenge, the awesome Sel. Who's well known in the challenge community.
Yeah. Hi, Sel. He'll be listening.
Hi, Sel.
How are you going? So was that good? Was that a good experience to have a mentor, somebody? How did he help you? Like, how did he connect with you?
He did give me a lot of tips just for like maximizing your training, sort of getting the most out of every sesh. When I was having down days, you know, he'd really kick my ass and tell me to get my ass to the gym.
And
it's just having that extra support there is just really invaluable.
And
one of my dearest friends now.
Oh, that's so good. Don't you guys now have a mentor group? You do, don't you?
Yeah, so it's come full circle from a complete beginner. Now, 6 months later, we've got this amazing group of mentees that we're mentoring together, and, yeah, it's awesome.
How's it going? Like, how's everybody going, especially because it's 6 weeks? It's a bit different, isn't it? So do you kind of feel like it's just flying by?
Yeah, for sure. We have to try and jam-pack everything that we can into half the time. But, yeah, it's awesome. They're all doing so well.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm proud of all of them. They're just giving it everything they've got.
Well, we love you guys because it's so helpful to us to know that there are people looking after the community and kind of just helping to keep everybody together and getting people through those tougher times, because I think Coach Steve and I both have the same philosophy, really, where it's just about helping people to learn how to change their lifestyle and then manage it and empower themselves through training as well. And it's not just a sort of fad. It's like, how far can you take this? And lots of people end up going, oh my God, I want to compete, or I want to, and that doesn't have to be everyone's goal, but just people, or they go, I want to do powerlifting, or, you know, people that didn't even, like, say yourself, you didn't even know about all of this like a year ago. But now, like, have you got some ambitions?
I do. I'm pretty sure you know what my ambitions are. But I'm looking at probably getting into bodybuilding stage comps next. That might be my next step, I think. So might be hitting you up for some tips there, Nick.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think you'll do season, let's just put it out there, season A or season B next year? Which one?
I know we're looking at April for season A, I think, for the ICN in Adelaide.
Beautiful.
Oh, I don't know if I can make it. Stella reckons I can do it.
I reckon you can. If Sel and I both think that you can, then you can. You've got us behind you for this. So, yeah, we might have to do a podcast with you after that journey as well, because people are fascinated by that. So have you locked it in, or are you just still thinking about it?
Still playing with the idea. Challenge life was a whole level of dedication to sort of give yourself to that for 12 weeks. And doing stage comps is going to be another level completely.
But you know what? It's exactly the same. If you can do that, you can do comps. It's the same thing. I mean, it's probably even more of a driver, simply because you know your butt is going to be up there in front of everyone, you know, that kind of a thing. But then also it's the addition of sort of all the posing and other stuff like that. So it's such an awesome celebration of your body. And then you get to rest up as well. And it's really good fun. And also very, very challenging, but you're up for it. Like, you're ready to go. You're cooked and ready. We're just got to Okay, so that's really good. So we've locked that in. Really excellent. We've now got it on tape, or not on tape. How old am I? We've got it on Zoom. It's recorded. All right, so that's done. Yeah, so what was your biggest challenge throughout the last challenge that you did, you know, wanting to get to that top level? What was your biggest challenge?
It was probably still finding the time for training. Mm-hmm. I said that was my biggest challenge last time, but it still was always a challenge. Having 3 kids and being a single mum, working full time, you know, it's life's absolutely crazy.
Mm.
So, yeah, finding the time to work out was always a challenge. Sort of getting up to training about 2 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week. But, you know, I've always said it comes down to how bad you want it. And I wanted it, so made it work.
Yeah.
So most nights I was, you know, it was a late night training after work and after I got the kids sorted for dinner and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd head off to the gym for a few hours and get it done then. So, yeah, that's probably the biggest challenge. We also had COVID lockdowns and all of that fun stuff, as you know.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm in Adelaide, so we only had one lockdown for 7 days during the challenge, so can't really complain compared to everyone else. But, yeah, it's still sort of thrown in the deep end when gyms close and you're used to training that hard and you've got nothing at home.
Yeah.
So adjusting to that and the whole homeschooling and working from home and, yeah, that was a nightmare week. But
yeah.
Made it through.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you mentoring anyone at the moment who's in lockdown?
There are a couple, yeah. So trying to get them through some home workouts and just making the most of what they've got at home.
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of hard when, I guess, in that mindset, when you're in that mindset and you've decided to commit and then that kind of solid thing is taken away from you that you've committed to.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. I bloody decided I was going to do this now and then what? Like, were you taking the whole gym away from me? You know? So,
it's a struggle with it, like mindset-wise, when you're sort of giving your all to it and then it's just taken away. You're like, well, now what? Now what do I do? How am I going to do this?
Like, yeah.
The only way, struggle.
Like, I mean, I obviously get through it because, like, I'm obviously in the public all the time, so people are going to say, oh, Nick's not looking good, that's easy. But also I just always think eventually when I get out of lockdown, I want to show that I've been working so hard in lockdown that people go, whoa, what was she doing in lockdown? So on the nights that I feel like having, like, a huge glass of wine, like, you know, or bottle or whatever, I'll probably hold myself back a little bit because, you know, it's really easy, like, after weeks and weeks and lots of time in lockdown to just go loco. But it's because of you guys I don't go loco. I've got big responsibilities. So, and it's the same as you with your kids and your work and everything. And, you know, have you made lots of new friends at the gym and stuff as well?
Yeah, through training and through the challenge, I've made a bunch of lifelong friends.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, the whole community, like the challenge community and the Facebook group. Yeah, there's nothing else like it, seriously.
You know, you're coming to Melbourne to do a session.
I know. Yeah, for sure. Don't you worry.
I think we should deadlift.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I think that will be good. So save your deadlift day. Let's see if we can get Sal as well. And imagine that. How much fun would that be?
That would be so much fun. He'll outshine us all.
I know. So, like, let him have fun. Yeah, I was going to say with the question, how has your life changed since starting the challenge? I mean, it's probably just completely different, isn't it, now?
Yeah. So going from someone who was very unhealthy, very unhappy, had no self-confidence, you know, had anxiety and depression and, yeah, all of that to now mentoring, and I'm now Maxine's ambassador, which is amazing. So, yeah, never would have thought that my life is where it is 12 months ago. It's just mind-blowing. Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic? And the fact that you're an ambassador is so good because you've been through the stuff that a lot of people every day are going through. And it's really good, especially now. Like, there's nowhere to hide for people. You can't be a fake Instagram person and pretend, because of everything everyone's been through. People such as yourself they need to be there helping people and showing the reality of it all. It's like I do my workouts at nighttime after, you know, the kids, you know, you don't have a partner at the moment, so you're doing it all on your own. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I couldn't have done it without my partner. That's not even you. You know, yeah, you're doing it, every single thing that you've done on your own. So kind of really it's admirable, but also it just, it will help other people to know that it's possible.
That's right. It shows what you can do when you put your mind to it.
Definitely.
Same amount of hours in a day. It comes down to how you use them and,
Yeah, no regrets for you. No regrets. Like, you know, I mean, just say it's you. Like you, you know, a year ago, what words of advice would you say to kick someone like you in the bum and go, okay, get on with it? Or did you have to do it within yourself? Like, what would you say?
Yeah, it's definitely something that you have to do for yourself. You have to really be at that point that you really want change. You know, that was what did it for me. Like I was at my lowest point and something had to change. And it's not until that you get to that point that yourself that you can really dig deep, give it everything you've got and really see what you can achieve. But for me, I think goal setting is a massive thing. At the start of the challenge, setting yourself a goal, something that you're fiercely passionate about to work towards, and hold that in your sights the whole time. Don't let it go until you've reached it. So for me, goal setting was massive, and also just making your journey your own, you know, not comparing it to everyone else and seeing what everyone else is doing. Just sort of taking it day by day, hitting your little goals along the way, and at the end of 6 or 12 weeks you might be amazed at what you can achieve.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, especially the not comparing, because you just take away your own sense of joy by doing that. If you compare yourself to anyone else, you know, because there'll be people that are comparing themselves to you as well. It's like this vicious cycle. It's like if we could only just celebrate what we can do, especially as women, you know, like we've got to embrace and celebrate each other and ourselves. So,
yeah, you know, everyone's journey, you can look at them and go, oh, they look amazing. Look what they can lift or whatever, but you don't know where they've come from or how long they've been working at it or their story. You know, everyone's different. We're all on our journey.
So. Yeah, and because you've really been like you're a newbie in the weightlifting game. So imagine give yourself a year with some muscles, like keep going with the muscles. You'll be on fire.
I can't wait.
It's really good. I would not have thought that you just started in the gym. Like, I love that respect. And also, the other thing is we're similar ages to each other. And I mean, I don't feel my age. Like, I just feel like I'm just young. My kids would say, that's not right. But, you know, it's never, like, I would hate to say this about us, but never too late to start. You know, we've got to start. And in your 40s is the best. Like, when, you know, we're confident enough to know what we can and can't do, we don't care what people think about us. So it's like, yes, queen, you know. So that's really good.
For sure.
And I'm so excited just to I know that, like, I've put you on the spot with your competing journey, but I'm very excited to be watching that because it's just so nice to have people behind you to cheer you on for that. And that's your next goal. And I'm very excited to see that come to fruition.
Thank you.
So, watch this space, 100%. See that, like, you've got that kind of, that's what you need. You need to do that. So that's really good. So is there anything else that you would like to say to the challenge community before we finish today's beautiful chat?
I will just say to give it everything that you have got. It's 6 weeks of your life. It's going to go past, whether you give it everything or not. You may as well give it everything. Keep your nutrition tight, training intense, and in 6 weeks' time, you'll be a whole new you.
Love it. Thank you. Thanks so much. You're a legend, Kirsty. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
I'll definitely do an interview with you down the track after your comp.
Look forward to it.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.